I'll go ahead and get started. Just wanted to welcome everybody. And this is kind of an invitation. City County sent out a letter inviting all the landowners in Richardson Park to come to an open house to have a discussion. So first I wanted to just kind of go ahead and welcome and introduce who we are. I'm Jim Waller, the county planner. I'm joined on stage here with Commissioner Shelley and Councilmember Mattson. And I thank everybody for attending, and I also thank the school district for allowing us to use this facility. It comes in handy. So, you know, the idea is I want to present some facts and some history and kind of go over what's happened in Richardson Park. Provide some information so that we can learn better understand about the existing sewer situation in the subdivision, and hopefully share some information so that citizens can take that information and make informed decisions on their behalf. So when I'm looking at the history of the subdivision, I decided to just clip out a block and just kind of show it. Subdivision was platted in 1955. It was prior to any subdivision regulation in the state of Wyoming. The legislature enacted the Real Estate Subdivision Act in 1975. It kind of is a typical city lot block layout. Lots are 50 foot by 142 and a half foot, 7,125 square foot, 15 foot alley, 60 foot wide street right of ways. In these type of developments, they're usually referred to as legacy type developments. They're all over the state of Wyoming. I grew up in one in Laramie County. So they're typically 50 foot wide by 150 foot lots, usually subdivided sometime between 1895 and like 1960. They're all over the state of Wyoming. Richardson Park is unique in the sense that it's a little bit less than 3/4 of a mile from an incorporated city. This is just the entire subdivision. This is a revised Richardson Park plat that was recorded in the courthouse in 1958. The original plat and this plat, the only difference is the alley. The Richardson family decided to go ahead and lay out the 15-foot alleys throughout the entire development. So when we're looking at like just the development, trying to track and understand what's going on, I kind of look at it from a span of what's the age of the housing. We got two houses in that subdivision that were constructed under the original ownership back before it was platted. So there's one house from 1939 and one house from 1954. If you look at the arrows, trying to divide the chart up based into kind of thirds, the first arrow is identified at 1985. And when you think about from 1955 to 1985, there were 33 houses in the subdivision. And then from 1985 to 2000, the subdivision picked up another 29 houses. From 2001 to 2016, it picked up another 38 houses. There's 100 houses, buildings inside the subdivision today. So we know they're all on small lots, and trying to figure out the best way to depict what's going on, I decided to pick just a site plan, kind of generally show what we got going on. So we got the well down here, leach field up there, proposed shop, proposed house. Generally, this is two lots. Logically, when we're thinking septic system, that's what we need to be thinking. Septic tank, leach field, replacement leach field, well location. But instead, we have a proposed shop, no replacement leach field identified. You know, the leach fields require area, and today, in 2024, you have to identify that replacement leach field according to the rules and regulations.
Excuse me. You suppose you can move the table this way? I can't see the screen. Thank you.
So, really, this small subdivision, we have to think about all the existing buildings surrounding your property. It's not just your property. We have to think about all existing wells. In this kind of development, we're supposed to be looking at all the leach fields surrounding it and all the wells surrounding it, not just the one well. It's required to identify 200 foot, all the wells within 200 foot of that leach field today. So, and I guess the key thing to remember is at a point in time, this might have been okay. But once that leach field fails, time goes on and the replacement has to meet the regulations today, which might have been different or could be different from when it was initially installed. This is just generally the example site plan in the county's septic application. We include a table. The table is a direction of what's to be included on the site plan with the notation of all the distances. Again, this is just an example trying to cover and identify every potential issue you have with a site plan. Open water, which obviously is not applicable, break-in slopes, which is not applicable in Richardson Park. But once you add it all up, you start getting really complicated. On the table, on the far right, I circled the most common setbacks that we have run into problems with Richardson Park. Property line setbacks, the well setbacks. There is a 200-foot well up there in the subdivision that comes into play as well. Anytime you start having multiple houses on one well, it becomes a bigger issue. Building foundations and just any building, that's getting difficult. Even maintaining 10 feet from the septic tank is becoming difficult. One thing to remember too is in the 21st century, when we review a subdivision, there's concerns about lot sizes, wells, and septics. And the example on the right is 1.95 acres. And we receive a lot of complaints and concerns about what's going to happen with water and sewer on a 1.9 acre lot. So I decided to superimpose the Richardson Park parcels. On average, are 17,200 square foot. What does that look like in comparison to a 1.9 acre parcel? This is to scale. This would be the Richardson lot for parcel. They're approximately five times smaller than what's on the right-hand side. We know we run into issues in 2024 when it comes to water and sewer, and usually, typically, DEQ will put a restriction today that will require a 50-foot setback for wells and septics from property lines. How do you do that inside of a tiny subdivision? It's really difficult. As a note, there's 57 houses in Richardson Park that are sitting on 16,500 square feet or less. That's two city-sized lots. So I ask, what's in the backyard? And when you look into your backyard, what's back there? I decided to include this map in the handout. It's the 100-foot buffer rings around everybody's well that I've researched based on what we've discovered. Leach fields are supposed to be 100 feet from all wells. I've gone out on site on one property that had to be replaced, and they had a pipe sticking out of the ground, and they said, well, we don't use it. If it's not plugged and abandoned, it's still a well. We still have to protect it. So sometimes I've encountered where It's a water well, it's not being used, but it's still the conduit to groundwater. I thought really this just kind of depicts the obstacles of trying to figure out how to fit leach fields in between all the rings. And of course, I don't have all the wells because some of those legacy houses that are built in the 1970s, the well location is really unknown until you have an issue with the septic system and you start asking where's the actual well location. So most of the ones that you see identified right now, the little blue dots, are the well. Black rings are going to be the 100-foot ring. Most of that I pulled from the existing permitted systems. And always as we discover information, I try to make sure I update and keep that data updated as much as possible because it's easy to go in and deal with that when somebody's having a problem. When somebody's having a problem, my heart goes out to them because it's the toilet that you can't flush. So there have been past conversations about services into Richardson Park since I've been with Johnson County. In 2013, 2014, the city and county began discussions about water and sewer. 2015, the county did pass a resolution to participate with the city of Buffalo on a feasibility study for sewer. At that time, it really died for lack of funding and lack of interest. I think we were really, from the county, we were really trying to look at qualifying this under a USDA grant, and it just, nobody was interested, so it was dropped. Since 2015, I've had to deal with four failures. And those four failures have been, it's been hard. My heart goes out to the people that worked with my office to get those systems replaced. They were super expensive. And it wasn't fun. The one landowner was, you know, pumping their tank out regularly because that's all they had every time they went to the leach field backup. In the fall of 2023, I was approached by this fine gentleman, and they started asking about, you know, the septic systems in Richardson Park. And they said, how are we dealing with this? And I kind of said, you know, the best thing I would offer is to go in and look and drive. There's some county roads, just drive down the county roads. You can see the wellheads and most of the septic systems you can identify by the location of the tank. So since October, I've met twice with the city and county during their morning meetings to just try to educate the county commissioners and the town council on the problems that we're running into with sewer and dealing with the septic systems. Again, when someone says it's not working, my heart goes out to them because there's all kinds of things that come into play. Number one, do we have the area to replace the leach field? Number two, can we meet every setback on the property? And number three, where is the neighbor's property, or well, water wells? First and foremost, we have to try to protect other people's water wells and then look at our own when we're dealing on our own property. That gets really difficult, especially if I live at a property and I see multiple wells. So there's a big difference from where we were discussing 10 years ago to where we are today. And again, I mentioned it. I've had some septic failures out there. It's been really difficult. It's creating replacement concerns. The looks that we've run into when I've gone on the property and we're trying to identify how we're going to correct a problem, and their leach field area's got a, you know, 40 by 60 shop sitting right on top of where their leach field would go. It really gets painful at that point. You know, you got permitting differences today in 2024 from when most of these systems were installed. Rules and regulations were modified and changed in 2016 with the DEQ. You know, we just limited area. And we're talking about that leach field takes up area in the backyard. really those lot sizes just equals more expense. It's removing an existing system, the proper disposal of the materials coming out of the ground, and then soil rebuilding. It sounds easy. Wet material at the landfill is not easy, and that's painful. When it's wet and it's coming out of the ground and it's from underneath the leach field, it's considered hazardous. As long as it's saturated material, it's only supposed to go one spot, and that's the Johnson County landfill. They charge by the pound. Trying to figure out how to make that work on a 15,000 square foot lot where we don't have the room for it to spread out and dry for 30 days is the problem. I kind of mentioned, you know, the replacements have been in excess of $15,000, and that's trying to coordinate with the landowners and the installers in looking at what options are available. And that could lead to enhanced or advanced treatment might be required. When you can't meet the setbacks, sometimes those are your options. There's several options that are actually available, but they're not ideal for a single family full-time residence. So what has been proposed, and it was on the map, and what has been discussed is really just trying to extend the sewer line up to Richardson Park, to the boundary. If the sewer was available, then any citizen that has a failure issue, in essence, would have an out. Right now, if we have a failure, we're at the mercy of if your lot supports a replacement, if you have the finances to report, you know, to support replacing that system, or if you got the capital to figure out how to get the finances to get it installed and replaced quickly. Again, when it's backing up and not working, that means your toilet isn't either. Pumping out septic tanks, most of you hopefully are pumping those pretty consistent and regularly. It gets pricey if you have to do that, you know, four or five times a month.
So what we're talking is just what's in the package.
Potentially, it's a tie-in down here below the hill where the existing sewer line comes into Shiloh Addition. It is running a sewer main up the highway right away and having proper manholes and putting it in and dead-ending it right at the top of the hill. Then the citizens have something that if they need to tie into, if you desire to move into, it's there. If you decide to move in and we have issues and this sewer line does not exist, that's 2,700 feet that has to get installed and built. So when I presented this and talked to the council and the commissioners, the idea was, what can we do to the, you know, 300 or so residents or 400 residents that are in Richardson Park? There's certain services that obviously get provided when we have landowners in the county. My heart goes out to anybody that has 17,000 square foot or less lot. Obviously, if we think about what's in the backyard, and the sewer was provided and you do not have a septic system, any well issue diminishes over time. It's again the area in your backyards that just rarely has any concern on the small parcels, which there's a lot. So city sewer extension could create options. Without the city sewer up there, it limits the options completely. You know, if we have replacements and they're not feasible, open tanks could be an option. I would hate to see that, but there are a couple situations up there where I just don't even know where or what we're going to do when it pops up. You know, if the extension is available, it could allow citizens to plan appropriately for the individual need. If there's interest in this project, it allows the county commissioners and the city of Buffalo to plan appropriately. I always remind myself that any addition to the city of Buffalo started out as vacant property. As it was added to the city, services were added and put in this, in those additions. And I am not saying this is anything to be added, but we have sewer lines in the county that service citizens that are not in the city. If sewer is available, I already know the question is going to be what next, and that's if the city and the county were to decide to push and do a capital construction project and have a sewer line put up to the top of the hill. Again, it can sit there for a while, or it gives the citizens something to plan for. Wyoming Statute 2229-101 is the Special District Election Act. It allows citizens to petition the local entity, the county commissioners, to create a special district. The special district law is wide. Water improvement districts, irrigation districts, drainage districts, fire districts, I think even school, no, not school districts, cemetery, various types of districts. There are sewer districts, water districts, etc. It all takes time, energy, and interest to accomplish. So what I intended with this entire meeting was to, you know, let people know what's in your backyard and let you know that it does become a problem when these things start to age out and have to be replaced. Right now, that's really all I have. I wanted to, again, open this up, let you guys know as citizens what's going on, and try to have some questions and an answer time to discuss this and make it aware for everybody.
We have some people.
Yes, sir.
Three questions there, Jim.
First, we're talking sewer, and I know, I realize and understand water. Your leach fields take up area in your backyard. If your leach field fails, this is the maximum depth. You mentioned basement. If your leach field fails, you're replumbing your house. That's the pain that I'm running.
You're not replumbing your house, so not if the leach field fails.
In 2024, the leach field maximum burial depth is 5 feet. To achieve what we have in today's terms, yes, those have been a couple of pump systems. I had one pump system that was up there. It was on a 14,000 square foot lot. It required an entire new tank and a pump tank to raise and elevate the leach field from 12 feet. I don't know why it was installed at 12 feet. When it was put in the ground, it wasn't even allowed 12 feet back in the day. Question two, water. I agree, water is something that is should be looked at in the long run. There is a water line cutting between the veteran home and Highway 16. It actually is on top of the bench already. I've looked at that several times because the fort is a historic fort. So when you cut across the fort, you have to go look at where the existing excavations pad. Luckily, the road lines up with the water line, so it's a much closer shot.
Yes, it comes right down through there.
It's only about 600 feet away, maybe 400 feet from the highway. The sewer line is 2,700 feet, I believe, from the nearest point of the subdivision. As I know right now, everybody's water well is coming out of the ground in a specific location. Your leach field is in your backyard, and it takes up a lot of area. If you've got a building that's encroached into that leach field, it's going to just make it very difficult to replace that leach field.
Yes, it's very expensive.
Very expensive. Commissioners have dealt with questions on the roads and other roads in the subdivision. As of right now, we have there's four roads that we're taking care of. Hemlock, Fourth, Aspen, and Elm, I believe. In the long run, there's a lot of things that would have to come up and be improved in order for the county to take over the roads. Again, the point of this conversation was to try to make sure everybody is aware of the area in their backyards. Didn't really answer it, I'm sorry, but these are some of the discussions, and
it's just prohibitively expensive to be connected up to the city water line. Either way I go, if we go down First Street where I live on the corner, or no, Second Street, I live on the corner Second Street and Hemlock. Either way I go, it's prohibitively expensive to plumb me into that. And, I can't afford it. I'm a senior citizen. What am I to do?
That's the thing.
Can we? Here, Barry.
Look into a little bit and I deal with some of the funding options that you would have available if you were to form a special district. And let's back up. That decision is up to all of you. If you decide you don't want to do it, then it doesn't happen. There's a process that goes through. It requires a vote of the residents within the proposed improvements. You know, so I'm going to call it improvement service district because that's really what it would be. Because eventually you'd probably be water and sewer, not just one or the other. So you'd want to set it up. The do both long term. There is funding, both state and federal, available. The first thing you have to do, though, before any of that becomes available, is you have to set up an entity, which is the special district. And then once you have that entity set up, then you can go through lots of grant programs. There's loan programs. Wyoming Water Development has lots of programs that would assist in this. State Lands and Investment has loan and grant programs that would be available. And then on top of that, there's also, and this is what most people do, by the way, most of these districts that get formed, they do a combination of state and federal. And so then you go apply for the federal grants as well, and you would end up having to have some sort of what I call local match, but would be some contribution by all of you
maybe some additional from city or county or whatnot. And I don't know, I can't tell you all the match requirements for each of those different programs, but just know that they're out there and it's something you would look into eventually after you decide whether or not you're going to move forward. It's not something you would do ahead of time because none of those are available until you actually have the entity set up, which the district serves as a quasi-governmental or you know, smaller governmental entity that can apply for all those dollars.
I want to just hold on to that in case you got a question. Travis, I think you had one.
You have a question right here.
We got one back here right now.
So,
wow, that's not.
Can you hear me?
No.
So my question is you said
no.
There's options and the proposed. Okay, so the proposal is, from what I can tell on this map, is to create a sewer line that essentially goes up to the top of the hill and connect there. And you're saying that we have options once that is made, if there is a failure, but I'm not understanding what those options are because doesn't the infrastructure have to come within the subdivision? So I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying those options are. Or are you proposing to do a full infrastructure within the entire subdivision of lots?
Making sewer available is one key component. Having distribution lines inside, or not distribution lines, but transmission sewer lines inside the subdivision is a different topic. If sewer isn't put up to the top of the hill and we start running into problems, then it's a two-project deal. You gotta get the sewer brought up to the property and through the property. So it's really two. If you don't have the sewer at the top of the hill, then no matter what movement happens, it's gonna be slow. That's why I add that it takes time, energy, and effort. If a potential water line or a sewer line is brought into a piece of property, at that point in time, people have the ability to tie into it. So when I say there are options, if a sewer line is to the corner of that property, and let's say seven or eight landowners decided to go through together and get a permit to install like an 8-inch sewer line without any government involvement, and all they got was the permit and constructed it, that could happen. But if it's 2,700 feet away, that's probably not gonna happen. And what I've been running into is a couple of leach fields that have been replaced. They could have literally installed 300 or 400 feet of sewer main for what they installed their leach fields. And when I look at that on the individual house, that's what really hits me. So it doesn't sound like there's options, but it's actually more feasible if it's available and right up to the property than if it's, you know, half a mile away.
Got a couple down here, Travis.
John.
So, I see this as, if you're not talking about water, there's no sense. I mean, if you put water, who cares about the sewer? You can find, you know, two or three people have problems. The issue with the sewer, the septic tanks, is that you're worried about contaminating your water. So if you just brought water in, you know, that all you have to do is get a variance. You know, if somebody's on these small lots, just get a variance from state law, go fix your septic tank one way or other, and be done with it. But everybody needs water. I know there's people up there who have problems with the wells too.
Yeah. Okay, for your proposal right now on the sewer line up there, who's paying for that? Ed. So you got $750,000 is approximately what your sewer line would cost. Okay. Where is that money coming from? And also, what is the decision process you guys have to go through to then build that?
Find out if there's interest first.
I think the key thing with the commissioners and the town council and the discussions that they've had is interest, number one. Number two, I approached it as a capital construction project. If it's something that they are looking at from something that is needed in the community, then it should be tailored to be on a capital construction project, and that way it gets done. If the desire is not there, then it's possible it may never happen.
So what are you, how are you gauging desire?
How am I gauging desire?
That's what I want a definition of. What do you guys have to have in numbers or a special district or what before you decide you wanted to go ahead and do that?
Well, is it 60% people interested? Or?
Simple majority.
What was it?
Simple majority.
Simple majority.
So we still put it on the ballot this fall?
No, it's in the statute that the citizens, like if you wanted to create a district, okay?
No, the decision-making process. Yeah. You're trying to gauge how many of us want...
You're trying to gauge how many of us want this to happen,
mm-hmm.
and how many don't. How do you figure that out?
Did we want tie hike?
Put it on the ballot. There's a ballot this fall, there's an election this fall. Put it on the ballot, and then you can see all the people who live in Richardson Park, whether or not we want encumbrances by the city of Buffalo up in Richardson Park. That's the fairest way to do it.
It's really hard to put Richardson Park on a ballot alone, number one, just because of the location.
Again, but
number two,
the other question I
capital instruction projects typically are given based on...
Well, you're talking service. About desire. Is there a want? Is there a need? Do we want it? Well, me personally, no, because it's just going to drive up my property taxes again, and I'm paying enough in taxes, let alone have city water and sewer up there available. In the county, that drives property taxes.
Yeah.
And the home values go up. I'm on basically a fixed income like a lot of us. So if you want to know what we think, put it on the ballot. Make it official. If you get 51% of us up there to say, yeah, go ahead and do it, well, then I lose my, you know, I just have to march to the drum. But my question is, what is the problem we're trying to fix?
Yes.
I mean, what is the actual problem? Are there contaminated wells?
That's what I'm wondering.
I didn't mention anything about wells. A lot of it comes down to the fact that most everybody doesn't have the capital to replace the leach field in their backyard.
Okay, so now we're having, from that saying, Jim, I'm friendly with you. I'm just going to beat you up here.
So you have one of the bigger lots, so I'm grateful that you have the bigger part.
But what it sounds like is the county and the city want to fix financial burdens for specific people in a subdivision. That's not your job. If I build a garage on my replacement leach field area, that's on me. If I buy a house and I don't do due diligence, and someone else has built the shop on top of my replacement leach field.
What if it's built on your only area, which is on your leach field?
Well then, that's due diligence, personal responsibility, and research. You know, I'm sorry. It can be very expensive.
Because I can prevent holding tanks. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I know. And you can prevent, right now, you can prevent anybody else from putting in a new one. So no more lots can be sold. No more septic systems can go in. Kind of problem solved. And then the market will solve the problem. Because if you can't live there, you got to sell. I got to sell cheap. Someone's going to have a bigger lot.
And that's what hits me the most.
That's an individual responsibility and not knowing the facts.
Yeah. Having the facts and knowing so you can make a good decision for yourself is more important.
But to gauge the interest, I would encourage you guys to put it on the ballot and let us vote and show you by our vote on the ballot whether or not we want the encumbrances of the city.
It's the ballot, is there a different mechanism you guys can use other than a ballot? Could it be registered letters to the homeowners or something? I'm just asking, I don't know how that works.
Yes, you could do it by simple mail survey. You don't have to, ballots are very expensive, and I would not suggest we spend county money on a ballot when we could literally just send out a letter. Whether it's certified or not, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be a lot cheaper than putting every letter on the ballot. Costs a lot of money. And so we can avoid that and just send out, you know, that would be easy to do. If we send out a letter survey to all the residents, just like the letter that Jim sent out to invite you here tonight, to say, hey, what are your feelings on this? Yes, no, or maybe. I mean, that would give them a good idea of how everybody
one reason why I brought this up is when I'm looking at septic permitting for any individual house, I'm looking at what we can do on this property. Richardson Park, if you guys had a park up there, if you had a vacant area, then you would have the area to solve your own problem, and we wouldn't even be here. You'd be solving your own problem because you'd have it inside your subdivision. We don't. We don't have that. We don't have a park area where you can put a central sewer system in to serve your own needs. We don't have an area where you can go and build your own treatment plants. It's the individual lot. If you have that area, the common property up there, or if you have the ability to buy a vacant piece next door and put in your own treatment system and take care of your own problems, more power to it. But I'm dealing with individual lots, and we have a subdivision that literally is city's lots and blocks. It's the difficulty of trying to deal with the replacements, and right now I've handled it on a case-by-case scenario. I know approximately roughly how many lots we have up there, that I anticipate extreme pains when the system fails.
How many are you talking about?
About 57.
Okay, out of 100.
So that's, we got 34 houses that are sitting on 14,248 square feet. I've got 18 houses that are sitting on 10,000 square foot. That's a lot.
Excuse me, sir. I was just wondering, has there ever been a documented case of anybody's well being polluted with E. coli or anything like that up there?
Not that I've heard.
So, what's the problem?
It's the replacement leach field. If your leach field fails and you got to replace that, can you replace it? That's the big question that comes.
I have a lot and a half. I've lived on my property for 32 years and I've never had a failure once.
Knock on wood.
Well, I've had it drilled down. I thought I had a problem once, but I found out I have a lift pump system for my leach field, and it was just my lift pump that failed. But the soil is so sandy up there that I don't see how anybody would have a leach field problem. It's very, very sandy. If you take care of your leach field, you can put chemicals down there to provide the bacteria and everything that your leach septic tank and leach field needs. If people take care of their leach field, that would make a huge difference. And I've lived there 32 years. I've never had a problem. And so.
That's good. I'm glad. They don't last forever. I did have a gentleman that
Travis.
They had a house, they had never, you know, it was an older gentleman, he sold the house, they went to pump the tank, it had never been pumped, the house was built in 1976. When they dropped and dug it up, you know, the scum layer was so thick in that the concrete hit the scum layer on the tank and went thud. Knock on wood, it's, my hope is that the tank is still operating and working the way it is, I haven't heard, so. But those are the scariest.
So, I want to just make sure I'm understanding this. This is only to run it up to the corner of basically where you're basically ending about Alpine and Kirk Street. So, I mean, this won't do anybody any good if they're the opposite end of the subdivision anyway. If they had to go all the way down 4th Street and then all the way, you know, from 4th Street to the thing, it's going to cost them almost that same $500,000 as just running it up the hill. And the reality is too, you know, as mentioned, you cannot talk about this issue without talking about water lines. No matter how much you want to separate it, that's the issue, is the water, which a water line would solve. And if you don't, you can't just say, we're just talking about sewer, because you can't do that. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They do, but if your leach field fails,
it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to talk about what you cannot separate the two.
If your leach field fails and you don't have the area, are you prepared to do what's necessary to get it replaced? And that's all I would ask you.
Okay.
And if you say yes, then perfect.
I mean, the sewer line, if you're on the opposite corner of the subdivision, it still doesn't do you any good.
Yes.
So. suppose you guys built the sewer line up there. Mm-hmm. All right. And let's just, I'm on that south end. Let's suppose that seven of my neighbors and I decided, hey, we'll go ahead and tie into that. And went through whatever your permit process was to have that done. How do you bill us for the sewer since presently, although I don't live in the city, I think the sewer is included with the water bill, and it's a percentage of the water bill or something like that. So how do we end up paying if you're just putting sewer? Because like this gentleman said, I don't know how you bill for that without water service.
Individuals that only have sewer in the county pay a sewer charge.
Okay.
So there is.
It's a flat charge?
Just a flat charge for the sewer in the county. Yes.
Which is? So, what I was wondering is, what can you give us kind of a bottom line, say you get want to do the sewer, how much that would be, and also water, and together, can you give us a...
No, I cannot, not right now, we don't have anything prepared. Roughly what we looked at was running a sewer line to the top of the hill.
Okay.
Because if the main sewer line is put in place, then obviously that kicks in the interest.
Okay, well that's going to make a lot of difference of whether people will go forward or not.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and run the sewer line to the top of the hill, but don't charge us for it.
I don't think anybody's talking about charging. I think we're talking about a capital construction project, actually.
Isn't anybody up to it? You're talking about just running it up the top of the hill to the Soldier Sailor's Home or just a little past that.
So there is a sewer line that is on the south side of the Soldiers and Sailor's Home coming out of Turkey Lane area.
Got one up there, Travis.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Just to clarify a couple issues. The original proposal here is a cap con that's going to be paid for by the city and the county to get sewer access to the lowest point of Richards Park. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
And that is not going to cost the homeowners of Richards Park anything other than whatever property tax.
If I had my hope, I would hope that the commissioners and the council would look at it as an investment in the citizens, yes.
Is that the proposal right now? Right?
That would be my hope, yes.
Okay, so
but I can't speak on behalf of two governing bodies, so.
So that gives us access to sewer and water, or sewer, to the lowest point of the subdivision. And everybody above it could theoretically tie in if they needed to.
Yes.
Is it fair to say that anybody with less than two lots, with two lots or less, will have a very difficult time replacing their sewer when it fails, their septic? It's almost impossible.
It's fair to say that anybody that's sitting on probably two lots or less is going to have a very hard time replacing those leach fields and may end up in holding tank situations, may end up in some situations that just my heart goes out to.
Is it reasonable to assume that that would value the property
significantly?
Not having the
can you put the mic closer?
Yeah,
I got to get closer. Yes, sir.
Would it be reasonable to assume that you think that if your leach field fails and you've got a holding tank, your property value is going to be reduced significantly?
That's fair assessment.
So then really, what is the concern here? If you vote for it, all you're doing is giving the people that obviously are not going to be able to do anything with their septic an opportunity to hook onto this line. You don't have to. Am I hearing that? And therefore it would not cost you any money because you're not going to hook onto it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. So that again, it's like two projects. It's like if the sewer is available at the property line, then it gives the landowner inside the property a choice to actually do the infrastructure improvements on your property and get it to that connection point. The way the district law is if people don't want to be in the district, you can have people that opt out of districts. There is a way that I've seen Wyoming have a district, and like this row of houses are, and these people aren't. And as these people have the services, and these people need the services, then they enlarge the district to cover those areas. Pretty common with water districts in the Bighorn Basin.
I just wanted to, sorry, that got really loud. I just wanted to thank you guys for being proactive and thinking ahead.
Thank you.
Because while I understand that this is going to be a very hot topic, because everybody's at a different level in their life, some of us have a little bit longer life up in that Richardson Park, and it's good that we're thinking ahead of how we can improve the entire space, not only for us, but for generations to come. Obviously, it wasn't set up the best, because it was probably thrown in when the oil was booming and they needed houses quickly. But here we are. So why not think ahead, look ahead, plan ahead? So I appreciate you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
So you were talking about that the funding of the sewer line up to the corner is a capital construction project. Is that what you said?
That would be my hope, would be that the city and the county can look at it from a capital improvement.
And where does the funding come from for that project?
Capital improvement projects, well, if they get planned out ahead, for example, everybody saw TW Road get paved. Those kind of projects get planned out, you know, years in advance. So, you know, if the governing body has the ability to know there's a need and they can plan for it, as those steps are taken, then it can be part of our general operation. What happens is if it becomes a knee-jerk and there's no option, then we have to jump in on the pains of trying to take drastic actions, look at reserves. So my hope is by having this kind of a conversation, can start people to start thinking about longevity, long-term.
So let me simplify that question for you. Where does the money come from for the project?
It would be the general taxpayers, just like any county road. You know, Mike Sell Potts and the improvements in Mike Sell Potts, the new boat ramp that we're going to end up seeing on the north end of Lake DeSmit, those kind of projects, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear that the money comes from taxpayers' dollars.
I wish I could get it off a tree.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Okay, I have a question concerning the construction. If you're going to bring the sewer up to the top of the hill, why not bring it all the way across?
Yeah.
The cost of redoing it and opening it up, why not just build it all at once and run the sewer line all the way across the bottom of the subdivision?
To the far west side?
Yes.
I initially brought that up. And it came down to elevations.
Well, I would just think that the cost,
it's relatively level from Hemlock to Soldier's Hut.
Well, to make sure everything is gravity fed, there, Brent is here, and I can't remember, but there is a sewer line tie-in coming off of Turkey Lanes, what goes below the toe of the hill on the veterans' property. And initially, that is closer. It's much closer. It's 1,100 feet. And I thought, that's feasible, but the grade doesn't allow, the elevations are different, and that's one of the big reasons.
Well, you know, I'm concerned about, I have a small lot, and, you know, I have a well, and sometimes I have issues with my well having gas or other things in it, and I'm pretty sure it's coming from other people's leach fields. If you would run that line and then just pave and then just do the whole thing at once, I think the cost would be a lot cheaper to the county or the city or whatever, just to do it all at once instead of little pieces here and little pieces there. And then if the subdivision people wanted to get into it, my other question is, would you run those lines down the streets or down the alleys?
It actually hasn't been looked at, but normally you're in the alleys. Most of what I've found so far goes out of the backyards and to the alleys for the general things that I've found. I have thought about depths because, you know, when you're looking at connecting and infrastructure, trying to match becomes important.
And if you're going to run a sewer line, then you should just want run a water line too and put them all in the same deal. It's a whole lot cheaper. And when I was in other towns, I lived in Cody for 27 years and they replaced the water and sewer lines. They ran them all together right down the alleys. And it was, it wasn't near as expensive for the, because we only had to make one cut through our property in order to reach the water line or the sewer line. So I'm just saying, if you're going to run the sewer up there, then why don't you just run the water up there too? Thank you for your time.
I have a question on the elevation you just said. You said
The question on the elevation. The proposals come up to Aspen Street, but did I understand you correctly in saying bringing it all the way west on First Street isn't doable because of elevations?
Yeah, that would make the whole thing work.
So in that case, my house up on Hemlock would never be able to hook up.
Well, I was thinking of heading to the west and tying into the next nearest 10-inch sewer line, which is down off of just below the hill to the south. And when they said, okay, we get a piece of property, a sewer infrastructure brought into the property, you bring it to the nearest point, and usually you typically leave it up to the landowners to deal with the lands inside.
But
so
I'm talking to Maine.
Yes.
You know, if you're coming up to Ash and you put, why not just go all the way up First Street to Hemlock?
Yeah.
And then if and when the subdivision decides they want to hook up to it, then bring the laterals north and south down the streets.
Exactly, right on.
I mean, but I'm trying to understand that. That's possible, but you said the elevation wouldn't allow a sewer main going up First Street.
Well, I guess I was thinking of cutting backwards and going to the west and cutting down to the west. Then the elevations are off.
Oh.
Because everything's headed east.
Right.
But logically, the sewer lines would be in the alley, so when you're making diagonal cuts running west to east, there was some question about how would you connect and head north to south.
Right.
Because it all has to come back to the collection system and get back to town.
Right.
So with your proposal right now, which is going to end at the beginning of Aspen, is there any possibility, or what would the additional cost be to run it the length of Aspen, or close to that, where if you were to build out a system for the subdivision, how far down Aspen would you go?
I'm not sure, because again, Aspen is inside the Richardson Park, and I think once you get to the Richardson Park, if you're going to look at running services inside the subdivision, I think it comes down to what's the interest level of the subdivision.
I don't think everybody understands what the city and the county are talking about doing. We're talking about taking water, or not water, sewer, to Aspen Street, and then a special district would be formed to bring in all of the collection lines into the main line. That would be entirely up to the Richardson Park subdivision. The city and the county will no longer be involved in that. All we're going to do is bring a main line up where you can hook onto it, and then you'll have to put in all the lines down the streets and tie your sewers into those lines. Now, as far as people not hooking onto it, that's probably that might be a kid, it might be a few cases, but for the most part, that entire subdivision is going to be part of that special district, and everybody's going to pay so much a month for the next 20 years to pay for that infrastructure.
So go ahead and do it, hook up the, run it up to Aspen, and then we'll have this meeting in 5 years when we have to get it done. But I'm like this fellow over here. I live on Hemlock Street too, and I don't see, you beat the grade by coming up the hill to the Soldier Center Zone, and there's no question that it's downhill from Hemlock Street to Aspen Street.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is. There's no grade issue there at all. The grade issue is coming up the hill to the solar safe zone, you know.
There's a difference between providing a service into a subdivision at the boundary versus providing services in the subdivision. And we're not talking about providing services in the subdivision. We're talking about making it available so the subdivision can potentially do it in the future. And if the sewer line's not there and the problem continues to persist, then it could be in the future the governing bodies say you're going to have to figure out how to bridge the 2,700 feet to town. That's an added expense. So what I'm talking about is trying to figure out how the leaders could look at the citizens and say, you know what, we're going to throw a bone. Here it is. If you don't want it right now, okay. But if it's not there, it might be painful in the future. I think it's called looking in the future and trying to plan appropriately for your life.
Okay. Well, is to bring the sewer pipe up to Aspen Street, is that going to cost us anything?
No, not if we can collectively
okay,
try to get
then
the...
go ahead and bring it up, and then in the future, if we have more residents that are having sewer problems, we can have this discussion again and decide what we're going to do. You know, if we need to everybody hook up to a sewage system or something, then in the future, yeah, but in the meantime, go ahead and bring it on up if it's not going to cost us.
So can I just ask what you need from us? So I understand you're just looking to go to the boundary of Richardson Park, and you're looking at using it as a capital improvement project, not being assessed directly as it would be once we create a special district, if that's what we do. So what do you need from us to let you know that, yes, we're interested? To me, it sounds like you as the governing bodies have already identified a problem, identified a need in the future, if not now. And so I guess I'm trying to figure out what's our role in trying to see if this first section is going to happen.
So in January, we were at a meeting, and it was asked, how can we find out what the level of interest is? And I mentioned to the governing boards, the town and the city, and I said, the only way you're going to find out is if we notify and we start having conversations. So the point of this was to try to get as much information out so that people, number one, know what's going on. I have had conversations with people that don't even realize that they've got a building sitting on top of their existing leach field. And if it goes to fail, it's going to not be fun. So here's the first step. Get some information out. Number two, there are sign-up sheets that were outside on the counters. And I would encourage everybody to put your name down if you're interested in learning more or potentially seeing this happen. I think the last statement that was made by the council and the commissioners was, if there's a lot of interest, they might just start planning to get this thing engineered, put it into the work schedule of trying to get it covered so that it's built and we can move on. Once it's done at that point, then it would be collectively on your guys' table then to move to the next step. If nobody wants to go to the next step, at least it's available. So in 20 years, 5 years, whatever it is, at least it can be looked at. If it's not there, and you got 2,700 additional feet, in 20 years from now, you might as well be looking at three times that cost or more.
So are you guys going to reach out to the people on the list? Because to me it makes sense,
yes,
to make this tent and then leave it up to the people to decide how to move forward from there. But are you guys reaching out to people that sign up on that list to get a feel?
Definitely.
And is the decision that if there's not enough want, that you guys are just going to drop this again for the next 5-10 years?
I would hope that it would not get dropped and that they would continue with the discussions. Because as time goes on, it's not getting better. The septic systems are in continual use. They're used every day. They're the most used thing in your house. You flush your toilet every day. So I would hope that at least we can continue to keep letting the leaders know that sometimes these kind of services are absolutely absolutely needed. We need water, we need sewer. It's just the way life is.
So why don't we do a show of hands on how much we're interested right now?
So why aren't you guys looking at running it even way up past Richardson Park, going up farther towards the mountain? Because, I mean, if you're looking about this for future, I mean, you got to be looking for future development, too, in which case, you know, they need sewer and water so that, you know, the next version of Richardson Park doesn't get put in with the same problems again. And so, and also, if it only goes up to Alpine, it's not feasible for people in the subdivision to say, hey, we want to do it. You know, if you're on Hemlock, which I'm not, but if you're on Hemlock, it's still completely unfeasible for them, even if it's there. But if it went up past Hemlock, far up the hill, then they're only talking about, you know, running north-south from wherever they happen to be down to Hemlock to get in, which maybe is doable for people who live on the street, but it's not doable for somebody on Hemlock to say, well, my sewer, my septic tank went out, now I need to do it, now I'm going to have to build the whole thing for everybody else going down, you know, to Alpine. And especially with the case that future development is that it's going to be built farther, you know, up the road anyway.
I don't really have an answer except that building improvements inside subdivisions is typically not a function of the government. Once subdivisions come to need services, usually the governmental entity will provide those services up to the property. And so that's where it sits. If this subdivision were all brand new and a developer and none of us lived there or lived in the subdivision, it was vacant, and they said, we're going to build 50 foot by 142 foot lots with sewer and water, the developer would have to build his infrastructure and the county or the city would have the tie-in connection point. So that's kind of where that conceptually went. Anything inside the Richardson Park subdivision would actually fall under that responsibility.
But just run, I mean, going up the roads outside of Richardson Park where you continue running it up. Along the state highway.
I understand.
Yeah, because it's a government thing.
Are there any other questions? Someone behind you.
Jim,
First,
thank you for, you know, putting this on, bringing everybody together to answer questions and give you a hard time. So Jim, I have a couple of questions. So obviously you've seen some failures in Richardson Park. So how does that measure up to other subdivisions in the county? More or less? Because are there failures occurring in Emerald Park, Wagon Wheel, Cloud Peak subdivisions consistent with Richardson Park?
I've had failures in all the subdivisions. Most of the new modern ones I have not, but the lot size, the parcel size, what each individual person owns, Emerald Park, the average is 2.4 acres. Yeah. There's nobody in Richardson Park that owns 2 acres. I did run an analysis on the lot sizes. You know, we're running, 21,000 square feet is probably 95% of all those lots, parcels. That's pretty extreme. I own a 19,000 square foot lot in town, and I have city water, city sewer, and I look at my backyard with my garage, my house, my driveway, all my concrete, my grown trees, and I measure my house with a percolation test. I don't have room for a leach field on my own property, and I have 19,800 square foot in town.
Size matters.
Size matters, bedrooms matter. The one house, I'll just as an example, one house on the application, they said it was 2 bedrooms. In the existing house, there's four bedrooms. That was a replacement. So initially, the first septic system was based on two bedrooms. But when it had to be replaced, there's four. They didn't have the room. I mean, that's when people come to my desk and they're dealing with, you know, what they have to do, that's where I've got sympathy and empathy. I put myself in those positions. What am I going to tell this landowner that can't flush the toilet without having me back up in their house, that can't run a load of laundry because it overloads their septic system, because they can't do something and it squirts out the top of their tank? The neighbors are complaining. We've had complaints up there, so it's, I don't know.
So there's other subdivisions in the county that are on city sewer. Can you give us some example?
Bald Mountain Trailer Court is on city sewer. There's several people down Turkey Lane that are on city sewer. You got stuff off of Highway 16 that's west of town that's on city sewer. It's not in the town. I don't really understand the funding mechanism that went into our sewage treatment plant, but they used federal funds that basically allow for citizens to connect to that city sewer. They can't reject you based on the way it was built, so there are county areas that are tied in.
And so when they ran the sewer out to those communities, was that on a similar project like you're talking, where the county project?
I assume so. I couldn't find or don't have any information on when they ran the sewer line into Turkey Lane, or, you know, down the highway west of town or east of town. But I would assume it was similar things. You know, looking into the future, where do we put a sewer line? Where do we put a water line in the future?
So I live on Bird Street, and I'll just share with all of you guys. So two of my four neighbors have had septic failures. Myself, I had my septic failed. So it isn't, we're all on borrowed time. I think that's a safe assessment to make. The sand there will take a lot of water, but if you're not diligent in treating your system and maintaining it, there you have a chance at a failure. I think, Jim, in the interim, a good thing that could be done is some public outreach on how to properly maintain a septic system, because I don't see this happening overnight. So there's chance for more failures in the interim. But just for all of your information, the county does have a lot of funds available. They're sitting on in excess of $16 million in reserves at this time. The city's sitting on somewhere in the neighborhood of $13 million. So there's funds out there for these types of projects. At the same time, when you hook up to city sewer or city water, you're looking at, what, 10 grand per hookup? I think that's a safe assessment. Yep. That's what I've heard from other folks that are connected. So it's not like it's just going to be running pipe. There's a cost for the hookup itself. But at the same time, you're looking at between 15 and 20 to replace a septic. And, you know, we're all here and we're all concerned, but there's a lot of people that aren't here, and there's a lot of people that have moved into the subdivision who don't understand the septic system and how to maintain it. So the possibility of a septic system contaminating a well, because if it contaminates one well up there, we're all in trouble. And so keep that in mind as you know, consider these options. So thank you.
Jim, can I answer some of that? I'm Terry, ACC planner. So what I think everyone's missing is the special improvement district. This isn't a one guy replaces his sewer, he's going to have to run a main from Hemlock down to Aspen. This is a vote of the people. You form the district, and it's all funded by funds that grants, programs you go after. It's all going to be done at the same time. So it's not a failure by failure case where this guy's failed, so now he's running a main down the street. That's, I think, he's kind of getting out of everybody's frame here. It's that you're going to form a special district. Now, as far as the city's concerned, yes, you will have a city bill. I think it's a $20.50 charge a month, because you will have to treat your water. When that happens, there's also a tap fee of $2,500. And so, yeah, there's a $2,500 hookup fee and then a $21 a month service fee that you'll get from the city. But I think whatever's missing is the special improvement district that will have to be formed to make this all happen cohesively and all at once.
If there's already sewage and water to Bald Mountain Trailer Court, what's the problem is running it right across the highway into our subdivision?
That's a lot shorter than bringing it up the hill from downtown. If there's water and sewage over there, run it right across the street under the highway to our subdivision. That's a lot shorter, isn't it?
It is, and that was briefly talked about, and that is one of the reasons why it got kind of looked at differently. You're running against the grade, so everything's got a gravity feed going
it's
backwards.
Great. That's
and then
flat
the other,
right there.
Then the okay, well, there's some
relatively.
Then you also have the issues of how you get across the fork. You can only cut across
that
the fork.
That's Bald Mountain sits right on the corner of it, and it can come right across the street. I live on Hemlock.
Well,
and it can come right.
So there's a couple of things that come into play. Is to get to the sewer main, there's about 7 landowners that you have to cross. Easements are required, so it's a lot more complicated. You can't just tie into it. The actual sewer line collection system is south of Bald Mountain Trailer Court. It is north of the drainage slough that runs through there that goes into the fork. And I have looked at that. But I believe they were talking slope issues from the east to the west. That was the drop point.
It's south to north.
But if you were to connect on the east side and run it to the west side, you're going to get deeper in the ground by the time you get to that west corner.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So much shorter. And surely,
I don't know if Brent looked at the slopes, but there's some slope issues.
It's overcome by eminent domain.
Are there any other questions? I just encourage you, put your name on the list. If you have emails, phone number, contact.
Do we have one quick one to the
to Scott and do we have any assurances that the city and the county won't force the issue to create a district and make us go on the sewer? Do you have any? Because,
we can't legally do that.
You can enact it, because I got the statute right here. You can enact those regulations and force, once that pipe is up there, how easy of a step is it for two members of the county commissioners to say, you know what, there's a problem. We're going to make them do it. That's my concern. And we won't have a voice.
Thank God. I'm glad to meet you. If this happens the way you're proposing, close to your mouth. And the services come right up to my property that I choose not to hook in, will my taxes still go up?
If you're in the special district. There's ways of opting out of the special district.
That I could opt out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all.
If you didn't hook on, you wouldn't be charged by the fee, though.
Right. Question was, if you did not connect on, would you have a fee? No. So if you ever, in the Bighorn Basin, there's a water district over there, it's called Northwest Rural Water. They run water from Cody to Powell, over to Franny, down over to Lovell, ultimately. It's about 65 miles. And when you look at the district map, you have landowners that are in and landowners that are out. Anytime a landowner wants to come into that district, then the district has to go through a process to enlarge. And that's defined in the statute. So again, you could have a situation where, let's say the landowners, you know, let's say the governing leaders said, yeah, you know, this is a viable project. Let's look at it 5 years. Sewer line gets built. Then all of a sudden, let's say you have First Avenue and all the houses that are along First Avenue, along with the alley and the adjacent block on the north. Let's say all those citizens decide and say, hey, we want to tie in on that sewer. They initially could create the district and be in the district. Everything gets installed. They move on. Then let's say the next block behind them say they want to tie in. At that point, they would have to enlarge the district. And that's where you would just make it bigger. And the reason why I identified that main front, there's two spots on First Avenue where we have four houses on a block. Those are the houses that are like 10,000 square feet with a septic system, a garage, a well, and a leach field. And we've had to replace two systems in there, and they have been well over 20 grand.
But they've been accomplished.
Very painful. But and that's where not everybody is in the position to be able to handle that. Those two landowners were, and they did. But I don't think everybody is in that position. And that's where it comes down to ensuring proper disposal, proper construction, making sure we're in the box.
But it is doable.
And they didn't get full replacements. And I'll reaffirm that. They did not get full replacements. So they got maybe 6 to 10 years. That's it. They don't have the area. The one house was two bedrooms, but there's four. They needed about 900 square feet of area. They didn't have it. They had maybe 400 square feet. So that's a pain of moving forward, knowing that a landowner is on borrowed time.
I just wanted to mention that I lived over in Cody when they were putting in the water line out on the South Fork. And they had a system where they put the line in and a place to hook up. You had the option whether you wanted to or not. Then if you wanted to, you were charged, I think it was like $2,500 or something, like you were talking. But you had the option, you could pay it monthly, add to your water bill, and pay it that way. It wasn't just like all of a sudden you had to come up with this large amount of money. And when they put it in, the water company put it in. I mean, to your house, they hooked it up, because they wanted to make sure that it was done correctly. Is there any thoughts on a program like that?
Depending on what would happen, it would have to be a similar situation. So like the idea is if you bring in water, you have to make sure the well system is not connected to the water system because of cross-contamination, so they have to eliminate that.
And leaky lines or something like that. They had to make sure that things were done correctly.
Yep.
So they did that.
Yep.
And you did get charged for it, but it wasn't your responsibility. You didn't have to go up there and start digging.
Yep.
Question on these districts. Can they float bonds and pay back by ad valorem taxes special assessments?
Yes. Then if you create a special service improvement district, it's one level below incorporation. That's how some of these communities, that's how they've been standalone communities. They have a service improvement district, you know, a municipality can't annex them because they're quasi-government.
So they can sell municipal bonds and they're considered municipal bonds?
Yes. I don't have any information. The question is on property values, and if you did something like this, and what does it improve it? I've looked at it, I've thought about it, I haven't got any data to match it, but I know that if I were to sell my house and I only had, you know, 3,000 gallons of holding tanks and that was enough for 3 weeks, probably means my property is not as worth much as I would hope it would be. Holding tanks, I bring that up because there's a couple situations in the state of Wyoming right now where holding tanks are a viable option, the only option for a legacy subdivision like Richardson Park. The landowner that we talked about, they're pumping these holding tanks about three times a month, 3,000 gallons. I'm not a pumper. I know I've talked to the septic pumpers around our community. There is a cost to take your septic from your tank to the city. They're supposed to go to an actual wastewater treatment plant. I've heard that it's $200 every time they do that. So if you have, you know, 3,000 gallons and you have to do that two or three times a month, I mean, I don't know how long that can be economically feasible. And I'm not going to worry about it, I guess. But I know that as a landowner, I would want to know. You know, if there was somebody that was sharing a new information as a landowner, I would want to know, wouldn't you? I mean, that's just being a human. So for me, it's trying to make sure that you guys know what I'm facing, know what I'm seeing, because it hurts. It really does hurt. Most people, when you have a bigger lot and you install that septic system, you like to think you're going to get 25 to 35 years out of it. Every replacement that I've dealt with right now in Richardson Park, three of the four that I've had to deal with in the last 3 years aren't even 20-year-old systems. Are there any other questions?
This is getting kind of long.
Much
longer, but
if this is would be a capital improvement project, what's it to us? Like, it's a good thing. Eventually, Richardson Park will have this, whether it's in 5 years or 50. It's always going to cost less the sooner you do it, right?
Yeah.
So if you want just to know how many people are interested in this right now?
I think that's what one of the leaders had mentioned a month ago, and the only way we'd know is if we sent a letter and start talking. So yeah, no, if you sign the list, I will definitely reach out and find out everybody's interest. And you can make a comment on it. If you did give me your email, that's probably my preferred way of trying to get a hold of people to make sure that everybody understands and knows what's going on.
Because I just don't see the hurt in having it put in there. If we, as just the subdivision, don't have to pay for that, the original piping up to the corner.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.